Coming up on this week's show.
And then we cut away to watching some of his girls holding up blankets over their chests. And it's kind of cringe and look disgusted as in the background you're hearing Langdon screaming. And as I start walking away, I'll pass one of the girls saying, you know, it's about time someone put that cane where it would do have a little more use. They giggle, but they don't let Langdon see it.
This is the worst actual play podcast ever.
You can say that again.
Wherein our host tries to play a variety of different role-playing games entirely on his own.
Tries and fails, don't you mean?
And now, here's your host, Scormy.
What a hack.
This month, we'll be playing Spirit of 77 from Monkey Fun Studios. And for our Oracle, we'll be using the Game Master's Apprentice base deck from Larcenous Designs. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Squirmy. Today's our last episode with the excellent Powered by the Apocalypse game, Spirit of 77. I know it has not been as exciting as I had hoped, but I'm thinking that maybe now things will pick up. When last we left, I had just impeded the operations of Sabini's Gambling Club in the heart of Chicago. And I'm thinking, let's see, am I lucky enough that the police have not been summoned yet? Yes. Is the chief of police still around? Emphatic no. Okay, so he fled like a coward. Dude fired me. Anyway, I just found out stuff that was going to bring down the mayor, and, well, they fired me rather than, tried to ruin my name rather than let the mayor suffer. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Dude's going to get his eventually. Anyway, so there's enforcers, some mostly knocked out, some crawling, trying to escape. And I'll look around and I'll gather up some of the money because, well, this is a rich and powerful men's money. It's not Sabini's money. So it might be blood money, but not as bloody. So I'm going to grab a bunch of it, scattered along around the floor and whatnot. I'm assuming most everyone else has fled. Oh, emphatic yes, everybody got out. And then I will head for the side door. There's always a side door in these places. That'll quickest way out to the parking lot. Do I run into any opposition along the way? No. So, is my car still there? Yes. So I'll come running out, slide across the hood, and catch the eye of that valet. Like, good job, keep the tip. And I'll hop in the car and squeal out. All right, so where next? Well, I think I'm probably going to have to go for Survey Says his drug warehouse, maybe? That might be a good ending spot. Instead, I'm sure he's got a place where his, a bordello, let's say, for his working girls. Maybe we can go deal with that. So I'll zip off into a little, slightly less nice section of town. Still in the city, in main city. It's a little seedier, though. But still, strangely enough, some nice cars around. But I don't want to risk any of these girls getting hurt because it's not their fault. They're just trying to make a living. They've gotten in something bad and maybe they can get themselves straight someday, but... Ooh, did I trade that in? Gotta look at my equipment real quick. Because they give you suggested gear, but I switched out the knife that was suggested for a .38 revolver because that just fit better. Yeah, he's a tough guy, but he's also a former cop, so he'd be more likely to carry a gun. Oh, right on. I think I'm going to go roust the bordello anyway. Throw out all of the Johns. Yeah. Do the enforcers disagree with my heading in? Yes. So I believe it's time for another beatdown. I probably know these guys, right? Yes. Whoa, Stan, hey, whoa. One of them's saying, we don't want no trouble. Well, then you're gonna have to step aside. I've got business inside. Can't let you do that. Then I guess it's time to dance. Let's roll plus might. Oh, ooh, yikes. That is a 5. Not what I needed. I deal no damage. This guy spins around. He knows what he's doing. They also were aware I was probably showing up. So he gets to counterattack. So I'm going to take 1 harm. Well, no, I'm not. I've got armor. So he punches at me, but it bounces off. So never mind. Got to remember that part. So here we go again. That's a little better. That's a 7. So, yeah, I hit him 1. You know what? I don't want to hurt him. I will avoid the counterattack, but use it to... Oh, no, I can only do this one or another. I will push, pull, or otherwise move the target where I want him. I will use it to grab the guy and flip him way over, you know... Use his momentum to flip him over and out, smashing into the car along the street, parked along the street. So I'm thinking that should be enough to oof, knock the wind out of him. So it won't be him that hits me. It'll be his buddy, the other enforcer. Again, I've got armor, though. Let's see if I roll a little better. Yeah, that's a 9. Oh, I think he pulled a knife and came at me with it, but it didn't get through my jacket. So it was a 1 harm knife. So I will disarm him. Basically, bend his arm in a way that he's in great pain and he drops the knife and I'll kick it away. Run home to mama. Shove him away from me. Does he comply? Yes, he does. As the little switchblade falls into the gutter. Okay, let's see now. I will go inside, and are there any more enforcers inside? No, actually, that's surprising. I mean, there's the girls and their madam, and of course John's, but will I find much resistance from these folks? All odds, no. All 3 of them, bad, even, and good odds, so they all came up no. I'll start going from room to room, grabbing dudes and throwing them out. Hey, what about my clothes? I'm sure you got enough money to buy more. Get moving, slacker. Start ripping doors open, grabbing dudes, flinging them out, chasing them out into the street. I'm sure some of the girls find this actually kind of amusing. Do they have a madam or a pimp? 50-50 chance. It is a pimp. So when he comes walking up and he's got a cane with him that he's all very elaborately dressed, let's say. Colorful, lots of fringe, hanging leather outfit, kind of a beige leather outfit with fringes hanging off of it all over the place. And a big wide hat, wearing sunglasses even at night. And he's got a grill in. Making his teeth all shiny with diamonds on them. And he's got a very elaborate cane with a ball at the handle, which he pops up and is holding like a club now. Do I have a name for him? Yeah. Let me write that down. Oh, so you want to play? Is that it, Langdon?
I want nothing of the sort from you, Stan. All I want is you to leave my girls alone. They're working, you know.
Yeah, well, they're taking the night off. I think your clientele are, blocks away by now. Most of them butt naked. How's that gonna be for business?
It'll always improve, you know. Everyone likes what I offer.
I'm sure they do, Langdon. Now, you gonna swing that thing like a man? Or are you gonna go find something better to do tonight? Cause, pretty sure when Sabini hears about this, he just turns a little whiter than normal. Yeah, it's like that.
Well, we haven't... I haven't done anything to cross him. You're the one at fault.
Yes. Make sure he knows I was here. And I'll turn and walk out.
Does he do something stupid? Wow, he does. You know what? I don't feel like I need to roll for this because Langdon is Langdon. Let's say he comes running up, swings his cane.
I was ready for it. I sidestep, grab his cane, yank it from him, and then we cut away to watching some of his girls holding up blankets over their chests. I mean, it's kind of cringe and look disgusted as in the background you're hearing Langdon screaming. And as I start walking away, I'll pass one of the girls saying, you know, it's about time someone put that cane where it would do have a little more use. They giggle, but they don't let Langdon see it. Anyway, car still intact and unmolested?
Yes.
Good. Is there any complications?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's draw for it. Let's see what sort of complication we have here. A familiar face, huh? I think after I walk outside and start heading to the car, I'll hear heels clopping behind me, coming up from behind as someone rushes up. And when I turn, I'll see a familiar young lady wearing a tube top, a blue tube top, bare midriff, a very tight red leather skirt, and sparkly ruby-colored high heels.
Hello, Scarlet.
You need to take me with you.
I don't need to do anything other than catch my next appointment.
Please. Daddy wasn't pleased.
So he put you here?
Well, I mean, nobody's offered, but I was told to watch the girls and learn because I needed to learn the trade or so I could...
She starts to cry. Let's see if I buy it.
Well, I got a 9, so that means I can tell if a character's telling the truth. That's an emphatic yes.
She is telling the truth, and she is clearly upset.
I'll just mutter, Sabini.
No, it wasn't Daddy. Not really.
Is that so?
It's Victor. Oh, your older brother.
Oh, your older brother, eh?
Please, we don't have too much time. You have to get me out of here.
Fine, fine. Get in.
She'll go to the passenger seat and hop in.
Couldn't you have found something more appropriate, though?
Look, it's all like... He said I needed to fit in.
Yeah, right. Okay, so first lesson failed, I guess. Anyway, I don't have much time. I'm busy. So can I think of anything, any place to take her?
Yes, let's see. I think for a moment and then I'm like,
you know, I have just the place for you.
You'll love it.
She looks a little concerned about that comment as we speed away. And I take some back streets and, you know, down some alleys and whatnot to kind of cut away and lose any potential tails that might be out there. And I'll race up to St. Virgil's Catholic Church. So get out, and she gets out and she's, what? Seriously? What am I going to do? He's like, you wanted help? Come with me. I'll grab her by the arm and lead her up to the back door. Bang, bang, bang. Do they answer? Yes. I think a kindly man in his 70s will appear. Looks a lot like Pop from the pet store, only less worn down by years of vice. A name? Really? Coming to cards I've actually used before. Good evening, Father Parker.
Oh, Mirrodin.
She'll look at me weird. It's like, and I'll look kind of exasperated at the priest. I keep telling you it's Stan.
Oh, yes, of course. Stan, what can I do for you and your friend?
It's not what it looks like, Father. She's a young woman who's in need of help. And, while I wouldn't exactly trust her word, she is in trouble, and I'm a little too busy to be babysitting. So, I need you to help her out. Find her a change of clothes and maybe set her on a safer path. Most of all, get her the hell out of Chicago.
Will we do it? Well, yes, Stan, you know I've helped you many times in the past. So, you've done well by us. I will do as you ask. But I'm going to need some explanation soon. I don't normally just, open up my doors, in the middle of the night for anyone. You're aware of this.
Father, she's a bastard daughter of Sabini.
Oh.
And Victor wants to put her out on the street. That's what you need to know. She needs out of here.
Oh, well, yes, of course. Come, miss.
And I'll reach out and grab her arm before she gets completely in. She turns a little scarlet. Know this. You're going to be honest with this man. Don't cross them. And if I hear you did anything to upset them, don't steal, don't leave, don't do anything stupid. Because if you do, I will find you. This man's a good man. He's going to help you. Do what he says. Got it?
I think I need to roll for that. Wow, I am really good at that. That's an 11 on getting in their face. Yes, she's going to do what I ask her to do. She'll just nod, and the priest will kind of quirk a smile. He knows I would never hurt her. But that's beside the point. Now then, any complications as I leave? Emphatic yes. Enforcer? Yes. Can I make it to my car? Yes. So I'll hop in the Mustang. It roars to life and spin out, leading them on a merry chase through the streets of Chicago. Do they shoot at me?
No.
Maybe I've made them angrier than I expected. Am I able to, in racing up and down the streets, am I able to lose this car full of enforcers? I think I'm going to try keeping my cool for this. Or should it be get out of the way? No, that's more for a fight. That is a 9. I think I will take some heat for that. That means I've gained some police thing. I escape. But the cops are out looking for me now. I'm going to take 2 heat for that. So I will take some circuitous routes and make my way to a warehouse not really super far away from Jiggles Club, where Sabini makes his office. I'm hoping that he's still kept his operations here. Since he basically works with complete impunity, the police never come after him. I don't see why he would move his operations, but maybe he would. I'm going to take a card and I've set it aside. I'm going to investigate. Park about a block away, so it's still close, but not in view. Let's do a little investigating, shall we? That's an 8. I get to ask one question. Is there anything hidden here? Mostly like a drug operation. I drew this card earlier. Let's check it. Yes. I'm assuming it to be heavily guarded. No, there are no exterior guards. Is it simply that they're out looking for me at the other end of town where I was hitting their high and mid-end operations? Maybe they feel that they are safe here, that I would never cross this line. Well, problem with that. They crossed a line when they kidnapped Jesse. They crossed a line when they came and were impolite in Jesse's bar previous to that. So it's time Sabini learned, and Sabini's East Coast friends, they need to learn. They thought I was in a thorn in their side before. No, it gets much worse. Let's see. I'm going to try to slip in. Call it out like working under pressure. This is I think it's going to be a plus hustle. That's a 10. Woohoo! Sweet. You do what you set out to. So I'm able to slip into the warehouse. And it looks mostly like a regular old warehouse with lots of boxes and whatnot, wooden crates. And there's some workers moving around. I think they've got a couple semis that are set up. And they are taking toys, like stuffed animals. And they're pulling the guts out of them and shoving in packs of what I assume to be some form of drugs. Probably smack. A little bit of heroin. So they're shoving that in as stuffing instead. All right, so now, is there anything I can find? I can make improvised weapons. Always armed, always dangerous. So let's do a check on this. Ooh, baby! That is an 11. I always roll well on this. I don't know why. Let's see. I get to pick 3. So I think it's going to be easily thrown, long to add range to that. So it's now far. I'm going to call it heavy. Adds to the basic improvised weapon of 1 harm. So that'd be 2 harm. Then what is it? What I have in mind is I'm gathering up some chemicals. Because you can smell certain chemicals here. And grab a little fabric. And create a little bit of a bomb of sorts. I'm going to move up into the rafters a bit, up into the catwalks above. So, let's see. Yeah, that is not going to work. That's only a 5. I mean, it's more experience, but yay, that doesn't help me so much. Anyway, I will end up getting a complication of a bad guy getting in the way. So I will set the thing aside as he reaches for his gun. And I'm going to have to get into combat with him. That's an 8. With an 8, I grab his gun and disarm him, causing him some pain but no real harm. But he stomps on my foot. Does no damage because I'm wearing 1 armor, but still. Oh, there we go. That's an 11. I hit him for great harm. And, let's see. I will did the great harm. And also, I will shove him away into a pile of crates that just come collapsing down on him. That's going to cause a major ruckus. So I will grab the bomb I had created of, which is a jug of this flammable chemical with a wick sticking out, and I will light it, and I'm just going to give it a heave. I was going to go up into the rafters and drop it down, but that ship has sailed. I'm just going to, you know, spin around a little bit and chuck it. Am I able to make this attack? This is kind of important. Well, that's a 9. That's something. What does a 9 do for this? It just needs to basically make it. Because if it hits and it goes bang and smashes open, it's a firebomb. Like a Molotov cocktail, only bigger. And I chucked it into the middle of their Stuff the Dolls operation. So, boosh, this big, huge explosion of this gas as the jar breaks. Gas is not gasoline, but kerosene, maybe? I don't know. But it just, whoosh, this big, huge explosion of flames. Guys screaming and running away. And their drugs are all on fire. Am I lucky enough that it also got into the back of the semi they were loading? Yes. So now the semi is on fire. That's great. And so in runs, I hear cars outside, and in runs a massive amount of enforcers. And I just turn and look as they start running. And is Sabini there? No, but what about Victor Sabini, the son? No, he's not letting his son go anywhere near it. What about the pinstripe Corelli? Again, no. But I'm betting that a wall of meat, Blonsky is. He's just one more body. Because they now count as a gang. It's me versus them, and I'm considered just as badass. So oh, okay, so that's a 13. Okay, just when I needed a really good roll. Right, so the chaos swings in as I grab an improvised weapon. Let's just say I yank a pipe off of a one of the pillars, just yank this metal pipe off, and it screeches and snaps. And I start swinging this thing, just wading into the crowd. Now, that's a 13, right? That allows me to avoid any counterattack and deal great harm. Oh no, it's and you choose the deal to your damage and choose one. So I avoid the counterattack. I just walk in there and just start swinging and taking guys out left or right. And it'll fade to looking at, you know, from the outside, the screams and the fire raging up from underneath, and it'll quiet down, and then I'll step outside and toss down the pipe, making sure it's within the burning building, of course. And I'll be bruised up and whatnot, but not really harmed. I'll head over to the car, pull out just as the fire trucks are starting to arrive, and I'll head over to the one last place I need to go. I pull up to Jiggles Club, get out. As I start heading towards the door, I'll see Sabini and Corelli with a couple enforcers stepping out the front door of the club, heading towards their car. We all meet eyes. Bad things are about to happen.
Just remember, if you can't play with your friends, you can't always play with yourself. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it.
There's no chance that happened, honey.
Please leave us a good review over on the podcasting service where you downloaded this show.
You want them to lie?
And don't forget to return again next week for more rousing adventures with your host, Scormay.
How about no?